Sorry to interrupt the tea, but we have to take a quick break for our sponsors. What's up, world? It's your girl Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Teas.
Where we will be sipping tea.
And serving truth.
Oh, yeah. Good babe. Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, what a morning. It is Sunday. I believe it's the last Sunday of the month.
It is.
Of April. Mm-hmm. How was your week and how did your April treat you, Telly?
My week was great. Okay, I got off early, as usual. You know, that'll make anybody's week great. Mm-hmm. My April was very interesting. I went to Afrobeats class on Thursday. I'm pretty sure y'all saw it if you follow me on my personal pages. Mm-hmm. Tellymo _ on Instagram and, you know, Tellymo on Facebook. But I went to Afrobeats class, and it was fun. I was sweating.
You were sweating
like crazy. I was, baby. I couldn't breathe. I left out of the thing. I was like, "Woo, Lord, have mercy, Jesus,
Lord." So, is it every like Thursday or something?
Yes, it is. It's every Thursday, from 7:30 to 8:30. It's great. I have fun. I'm starting to go to different classes to work out, so I'll have fun instead of just going to the gym. And you know, sometimes you gotta mix it up. So
you do.
Yeah, and then, you know, I went to your great event this weekend. Thank as you, well. Daddy.
Yes, shout out to Untapped Miami. I had my first annual digital media summit this past Saturday. I'm proud of myself.
I'm very proud
I've
of you
conquered
as well.
It. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for it to grow.
Definitely. Yes. So, yep, that was my weekend. Now I am tired and I'm going to lay down. You go to church?
Well, my week was not as hectic as expected. You know, a lot of people really thought I was stressed about putting together the event, but I really wasn't. I was just like, it's going to be what it is. I put it on. I did it. I conquered this. So it's time for the next journey. Definitely. So that's how I'm living my life now. Like, I'm just putting everything in God's hands, and I'm just letting everything go smoothly. Because I know ultimately why I feel like God placed me on this earth. So I'm going to try to fulfill it to the best of my ability.
I know that's right. That's what we all should do. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Sam. So let's get into this Ties with Telly. Ties with Telly. All right, y'all. So, remember those felines I was talking about last week? I seen somebody post them, the kinfolk ones, the white, green, white, teal, and pink ones. They looked really hot on her. Nothing she had on matched the shoe, but it still looked good.
Who we talking about?
I don't know. Some girl I seen on Instagram. I was just scrolling through. You know how you scroll through the Explore page? Uh-huh. So, I was looking, and I was like, oh, she got on the shoes, and she had on, like, a yellow fila dress. I don't know. But, you know, you don't have to match nowadays. It really don't even matter.
Okay, so what color was the shoes?
White, pink, and teal. Yes, ma'am.
And the dress was completely yellow?
Mm-hmm. Mustard.
Okay, shout out to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, it was mustard yellow and it had fila in the, you know, red, white, and blue. And I was like, oh, okay, you got on the shoes. I like the shoes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's I'm done. But yeah, I like them. I think I'm going to cop some. Just, you know, y'all pray for me because, Lord, this money I've been spending on shoes is ridiculousness. Okay, but the sneaker of the week are some Reebok questions. It's a collaboration between, it's a lot of collabs going on, but it's okay, a collaboration between Currency and Reebok. So it's the Reebok questions, and it's it has Jet Life on it. It's really, I mean, I like them. They're mainly mostly white, so most of the shoe is white, the upper part, and then it has like a blue like strip on the heel of the shoe. Mm-hmm. It has a green leaf sole, so it's like it's see-through on the bottom, and it has like green leaves at the bottom, and then it has an iridescent toe cap. So the iridescent means the color changes when you look at it from different angles. So it's like a teal color, but then it could look silver and it could look green. It's really cool. And then on the tongue of the shoe, there's a like a stash pocket, so you could put stuff in. Y'all already know what kind of stuff you could put in there. Because if you know Currency, then you know what he got going on, okay? So, yeah, it's a little stash pocket, and it has Jet Life embossed in on the tongue part. It's really cool. I think I like the Reebok questions. They've come out with a different color, a lot of different colorways in the past. That's Allen Iverson's shoe, but like I said, Currency made the collaboration with that shoe, and it's I think it's hot. I'm not sure. Oh, so May 3rd, they're going to have like a shoe event in New Orleans at a retail store called Speaker Politics. That's where Currency is from. He's originally from New Orleans. Y'all, when I was looking at Currency, side note, I saw his real name and I said, I know you lying.
I'm done with you.
His name is Shante Franklin. I said, wow. Wow.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the man.
It's nothing wrong with the name. It was just, it caught me off guard. I didn't think he would like Currency, you know. Then it's like Shante. Shante.
Oh God.
Okay, sorry. So back to the shoe. So they're having a release May 3rd at the New Orleans store, Sneaker Politics, and then it's gonna be wide released May 11th everywhere where Reeboks are sold. They didn't have a price. I don't think it's gonna be that much more than, you know, how much Reebok questions normally go for. I think they go for like $145. Mm-hmm. They may be a little bit more, of course, because of all the details in the shoe, you know, the stash pocket and all that good stuff. Yeah. But I don't think it's gonna be over $200. Reebok could lose them, really. If $200.
You see what I'm saying? Nike could charge over $200 and people gonna buy that. But you see how you said Reeboks?
I don't know. Them Reeboks got to do something special for me to pay.
But Nike don't do nothing special.
They just be fire.
This is the perfect example of branding your business.
They just fire. Nike is, like you said, echelon, top echelon, man. Nike is it, okay? Mm-hmm. You lose your Nike contract, you have nothing.
Lord.
You are done. You can have all the rest of the shoes in there. That's cool. But you lose your Nike contract, you have nothing, my dude. Because Nike is, you know, is its own entity, and then it owns Jordan as well.
Yes.
You don't got no Jordans. What you got?
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Nada.
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Who LeBron with Nikes too?
LeBron with Nike.
Y'all done lost.
Exactly. You got LeBron, you got Jordan. It was somebody else. No, Steph Curry has Under Armour. Yeah, it's a couple of.
That's a shoe brand? Don't they got clothes?
Yeah, and they got shoes too.
They got something else, or just me thinking they got something else?
Not that I know of. I know they got shoes and they got the workout clothes and stuff like that. And
they be in Walmart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking about. Okay, shout out to Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm, but them shoes don't be in Walmart, but them clothes do.
Oh God.
Depending on, you know, where you go. But yeah, y'all go ahead and check them out. I'll post the shoes and let you see what they look like. Give me a yay or nay, cop or not. You know, some people may like them. Some people may be like, girl, you could leave them right there. You know, I am in between. Like, depending on what I find to wear with them, I'll probably cop them. Would it be my first shoe of choice? Probably not, because, you know, I like Reebok, but it got to wow me.
Yeah.
In order for me to get it. So, yeah. Y'all hit me up and let me know what it is. On our Brunch Tees page. Look out for it. All right?
All right, you guys. Now we're going to get to the topic of the day, which is the art of balance. So what made me choose this topic is because as an entrepreneur and as a person living on God's green earth, I'm trying to find the perfect balance between career, personal life, and family. Shonda Rhimes, shout out to Shonda Rhimes. I'm so sad that Scandal is off the screen now, but it is what it is. But Shonda was on TED Talks. I guess TED Talks is where entrepreneurs and, you know, CEOs go to talk about, you know, just business life in general. And Shonda used to say she used to be proud to call herself a titan. She'll go to work, she'll write for 4 to 5 shows, and basically it was just work. And then she said when she used to do all this work, she used to have a hum. Like, she felt it was a happy hum. But over time, when she constantly worked, the hum started to disappear. And she didn't know, like, she loved her job, but she wasn't feeling a passion for it like she used to when she first started. And then Shonda says she has 2 girls.
Yeah,
she does. So the girls was like, "Mommy, can you play with me?" And then she always used to say no because she had to go to work. But it was one day where she just looked at her daughter and she was like, "Yes." And then she said instantly her hum started to come back. So basically what she was saying is, you know, she got where she going. She was just a workaholic. Basically, she was just a workaholic. She didn't enjoyed her life as a personal human being. She neglected the part where she had to be a mother, she had to be a sister, she had to be a daughter, she had to be a cousin. She neglected that to just do work. And Shonda now has found the perfect balance where she can do work and she can play and she can be a mother. So
you read her book?
No. Have you read her book?
The Year of Yes. That's one of the stories. It was good. It was one of the stories. That's what she was talking about. It was a whole year that she had to say yes to a lot of things. And, you know, one of those things was, you know, spending more time with her kids. It was a really good book. Sure, you know.
Yeah. So what else did she talk about in the book?
Well, basically, like, she was scared of, you know, basically putting herself out there. So, like, she had to say yes to interviews and, you know, meeting different people and stuff like that. It was really good. I'm actually looking at the book in my face right now.
Okay. Well, shout out to Shonda Rhimes. When I watched that video, it really, really touched me. Because, like, as you all know, I have a company called Untapped Miami. I have been putting my all into my business and helping my business grow, but I have been neglecting my personal life and my family. In 2018, I'm starting to realize, you're trying to build your baby, but you also have to take care of yourself.
Definitely. You ain't lying about that, baby.
So, I'm at the perfect space right now where, because I'm not even gonna lie, when I first started Untapped Miami, my family really didn't quite see what I was doing. So, that made me feel some type of way, and that made me distance myself from them so I could focus on what I was doing. But now they see what I'm doing and they love what I'm doing and they support me, and I feel like since now y'all understand where I'm coming from, I could finally open up to you guys and tell you guys certain things, and I can enjoy the side of being Joanne and Mooney, my business and my personal. So how have you balanced out your life, Telly, before Brunch Tees, when it comes to personal?
Well, I worked like a true Caribbean before this. I had 2 and 3 jobs.
Yes, Telly.
I barely slept, and I was going to school, still in school. I was working at a group home. I was working at UPS at one point, and I was working at YMCA all at the same time, and going to school. So sleep was not my friend. It was hard to sleep. I worked overnight at the group home, so you know, the catnap here and that too serious. Or whatever, but it was pretty hard. The only reason that I worked that hard was because I was by myself, and I couldn't really depend on anybody to, you know, help me with my bills and stuff like that, of course, because I'm grown. So I had to make sure ends meet. Finally, thank God, now in 2018, I have one marvelous job. and now I'm trying to find a balance with this one job and Brunch Tees, as well as the other projects that I'm doing. I think I'm doing a pretty good job. I could do a little better, but I'm working on it. You get what I'm saying? And my personal life, before, I really didn't do anything but work and go to sleep and go to church. Now I'm actually living my life. As we've been saying for the past weeks, I'm about to turn 30. I turn 30 officially next week. And when I think about my life, I'm like, what did I do to enjoy my life besides work and school? Not much. I haven't really been on trips or anything like that. So I'm starting to plan trips and go places and do things, as well as go ahead and start these endeavors and, you know, working. And it could be hard, especially, I'm so glad that right now I don't have children.
Because Lord,
if I had children and trying to do all of this, I would lose my everlasting.
Shout out to those mothers out there that have their personal lives, their
y'all got it together,
business
lives,
and you have to take care of your child.
Your child, your children, and those of you who are married, your husbands. You get what I'm saying? And vice versa, like men who have whole families they have to take care of, going to school, working, you sharing the responsibilities with your wife or your significant other. You're out here picking up kids and changing diapers too. Shouts out to y'all, because listen, that's a whole nother art of balancing life. That is a whole separate section. A handbook needs to be written, and sometimes you can't even follow the handbook because some other stuff will throw life will throw something at you, and you'd be like, well, what now? I got the joke of this too. But yeah, that's how I've been handling my balance. I'm really working on it. I'm trying to stay on schedule, and sometimes just because you're not on schedule doesn't mean that things aren't going the way you plan. Sometimes you have to take that detour. You know, so that's me.
How would you say that, you know, you juggling your three jobs, how can you say that prepared you to where you are today?
Because now I'm able to face adversity like head on. A lot of things don't bother me. If things don't work out my way, I'm okay. Like,
amen.
I'm okay if things don't, you get what I'm saying? Like, okay, say for instance, I woke up late for work, and then that threw off my whole day, and then that threw off my check, and my check ain't wasn't enough to pay some. Listen, I ain't worried about none of that.
Girl, yes. Sometimes. I'm sorry.
Sometimes.
You know how us as human beings, we stress very quickly. But if things like that happen to you, sometimes you just gotta laugh it off and be like, it's gonna come. Where it's gonna come from.
Listen, that faith is serious.
It's gonna come.
Because you don't know where it's coming from. You be like, Lord, I don't know, and I can't worry about it. Because at the end of the day, me worrying about it or sitting in it is not gonna change the situation. Because guess what? This bill's still gonna be due on that day. Oh, this car ain't gonna start right now. You get what I'm saying? And then, bam, something happens, whether it be right then or whether it be 2 weeks from now. But it still works out in your favor. And whatever, you know, whatever it is that got you off course, it's like nothing ever happened once it gets fixed. You get what I'm saying? So, Listen, me learning how to balance my life and just it prepared me for handling the worst.
Amen. And to follow up with what Telly said, you guys, like, I've been trying to find balance for so long, and I could honestly say I've neglected two parts of the balance. Sometimes I know we want to focus on one part, and you feel like that if you focus on one part, it's going to supersede the parts that you have to work on, but it's not. Those parts are still going to be there. You have to find the perfect balance. It may take some time. Don't get discouraged, but it will come. Sometimes you go through certain things so you can learn and grow from it. Embrace those learning lessons. Embrace the pain, because pain equals power at the end of the day. It was a quote on my Facebook, I believe. Dang, it's at the tip of my tongue. But if I figure out the quote, I'm going to come back and put it on Facebook and Instagram. But basically, pain is weakness leaving the body.
I like that.
I like that too, because it makes perfect sense. Because once you experience great pain, if it comes to your way again and you've overcome it, it's not going to sting as bad as it did the first time.
Definitely not. That
makes sense. Everything, listen guys, I know, trust me, we all human beings, we all go through trials and tribulations, but you have to find the perfect balance within yourself. When you find the perfect balance within yourself, heart, mind, and soul, if anything comes your way, it's going to be a breeze to overcome.
So how do you think they can find the perfect balance? Like, what things do you do to try to find your balance?
Meditate.
Okay.
I meditate. I pray. And then shout out to Valencia Gunther. It was when I interviewed her on Untapped Miami. You know, she's an activist in the community, heavy, hard activist in the community. And I asked her when I was interviewed her, how do you deal with it all? Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, you're going through your own personal life and you're trying to help the lives of people in our community, because we live in the same community. And then she looked at me and she said, I pick a day and I binge with crying. I'll cry the whole day. And at the time, I understood, but I was like, the whole day. But sometimes when you holding on to your personal and you fighting for the people, and it's like you're fighting for them and the people don't even see what you're trying to do, it takes a toll.
Yeah, it is.
So if you gotta cry it out, cry it out. If you gotta meditate. That's why I say you have to take at least 30 minutes in a day, because we give so much of ourselves to our jobs. We give so much of ourselves to other people that we barely have the time for us. This is how I get through the day, because I found time for me. I found time for me where I can meditate, where I can think about the things that I want to accomplish, the things that I want to do in my life. I take that time and I cherish it. Because we're always on the go.
Definitely. I mean, I'm with you when you say take time to focus on you, because for a long time I've had trouble doing that. Especially, I was always focusing on my family amongst other things. Mm-hmm. And this year I did decide. I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this. Yeah. Like, I need to figure, because like I keep saying, like as I was approaching 30, I said, what did I do for me? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I made sure everybody else was straight, and I was always making sure everybody else was straight. What am I doing for me that I want to accomplish that I can say I'm proud of? Now, don't get me wrong, it is an honor to take, you know, to be able to help to take care of your family. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes they may use it as a crutch. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes they are really happy that you are helping taking care of them. You get what I'm saying? Because they need it. But at the end of the day, you still have to focus on you, because if you lose yourself in that, you're gonna be sitting here looking at yourself at 45 like, what did I really do with my life?
It's like they say, you can't give pieces of yourself if yourself is not whole. It was this picture where like a person was giving like a piece of their self to this person, a piece of their self to this person. And then you're completely gone. You're completely lost. And then when you depend on other people to bring back the pieces that they gave you, sometimes they can't fulfill it, or sometimes they just won't. Exactly. So you have to make sure that you're okay before you're able to give. You got to make sure you're okay. Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. But I'm glad that I found that balance in life, because if not, I probably would have still been in that cycle of taking care of everybody and losing myself in it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? My determination is what helped me find my balance. My determination to win. Mm-hmm. My determination to make a mark in this world. Because I feel like I can change it some type of way, whether it be me imparting knowledge into other people, mm-hmm. or me just being that, you know, being an ear for somebody, you know what I'm saying, as well as making sure that I know who I am at the end of the day, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying. So that's what helped me find my balance.
And I have something else to add. There's this movie, it's my favorite movie of all time, and when I say of all time, I mean of all time.
What movie is it?
It's called In Time with my musical hubby Justin Timberlake.
I think I
y'all watch, when I say time is so precious, it is so precious.
Mm-hmm.
With the time that you take to yourself, I know sometimes when people get off of work, they turn on that TV. Don't turn on that TV. I know sometimes we have our shows that we want to watch, but make sure that you and your goals are accomplished before you turn on that TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because time is precious.
And then you can't get it back, and you be looking like, what did I do?
And then when you have the time, I know people probably can't literally read a book, get audio books. They have inspirational podcasts mm-hmm. that'll help you out, you know, listen to some sermons. Like, it's a digital world. You don't mm-hmm. literally have to pick up and read a book, but you can mm-hmm. listen to an audio book or listen something to podcasts. Like, you have to feed your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feed your mind with positivity and knowledge, because the TV is just entertainment. The TV ain't mm-hmm. going, I don't know, I'm a deep thinker. So certain shows, like shout out to Scandal, Greenleaf, Oprah's amazing. Scandal, Jeez. Greenleaf, Shonda, like those directors that we have today and those producers are putting out things on TV that we need, instead of the entertainment, like the mm-hmm. Love and Hip. Trust me, I used to watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So I used to watch it, but I don't watch it anymore. But you have to take the time to feed your mind and your soul and your spirit. Because that's the only way it's going to get included within your balance. Because you could try to find a balance, but if you're like, trust me guys, if you guys are not right within, how you going to win if you ain't right within? Shout out to Lauryn Hill. She was right.
Shout out to Lauryn Hill, my dog coming out on the tour. Y'all better get
some tickets. I'm not even going to lie. Like, last year I went to a concert with her and Nas.
It was, I know that was good.
When I say Lauryn Hill killed that shit.
Listen, and she gonna be singing the entire
She ain't even have to dance or move or nothing. She stood in her one spot and just blew the entire park away. I was just like, Jesus.
Listen, I'm trying to be in that number that goes to this 20th anniversary concert. The entire Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I know the entire album.
I do too.
Ad libs, intros. Oh, I know every last word of it, baby. Okay.
Yes.
So I will be singing. I'm talking about the intros and all. Even when, you know, when she was talking to the little kids in the classroom, mm-hmm. I know it all. Back to front, front to back, the order and everything. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. so I'm trying to be in that number for Lauryn Hill.
Yes,
girl, see you when I see you, child.
And it's like, you know, we was growing up during that age where they was trying to let us know some things and we really didn't catch it.
Mm-mm.
But now, as we're coming of age,
mm-hmm.
we finally see, like, how you gonna win when you ain't right within? That is a deep quote.
It is. It really is. And now, listen, J. Cole out here doing things, making you think.
Yes, J. Cole.
You over here, you and your feelings. You and your feelings. The whole city, like, wait.
Y'all, listen. These people go through a lot. Their life mm-hmm. is on display. Like, this shit is deep.
They have to learn how to balance their personal life. Like, their personal life and their.
And then, movie, like you say, they're teaching the masses. Like, they're trying to tell y'all guys some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
And majority of the people listening into the bullshit, Lil Pump or whoever these people is, they ain't making no sense.
Mumble rap foolishness.
Mumbling. Like, they really trying to tell y'all the real.
They're telling
like,
y'all about.
It comes from the heart and it comes from the soul. Music is for the soul. I don't know what the fuck they doing now.
They talking about stuff that don't matter and stuff that rhyme.
They don't even be rhyming.
Sometimes they just be saying words and you be like, that has nothing to do with the song. What is happening? I don't really listen to rap music like that. If I do, it has to be something meaningful, something that catches my attention, or like a catchy hook or something like that. Some of the stuff you listen to is by default because they play it so much on the radio.
Yeah,
you be like, what is this I'm saying? I gotta turn this off.
But yeah,
well, I ain't, you know,
I'm days. So happy that we still have people out there like J. Cole, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar. You know, I gotta throw Drake in there because he bae anyway. Drake be saying stuff. Drake know how to please all crowds. So, I can't knock him. That's bae. So. Okay, but you guys, balance is key. So, Tally, what word of the day you have for us?
You ready for it?
I have no choice.
This one is a little doozy.
Oh, okay. Lord.
You got to roll your R's with this one, okay? So, the word of the day is reconocer.
Reconocer. I tried.
Good job! Look at you.
Good job.
Again, the word of the day is reconocer. It means to recognize. So, like we were saying before, as far as, you know, finding your balance, recognize what it is that is causing you to be imbalanced and work on that. So, like she said, so many times we can focus on one thing when there's so many different facets of life that of our life that we should be incorporating together. You get what I'm saying? So, like she said, meditate, sit down, focus, you get what I'm saying? Try to figure out what it is that you can mesh together, or just do, you know, put a schedule together, something. Recognize, you know, where it is that you are imbalanced and try to make it work, because having an imbalance in life is not going to help you. Like I said before, you're going to be sitting here looking at yourself 15 years later and say, what did I do? What have I accomplished for me that's going to make me happy? And if making what makes you happy is helping other people, that's perfectly fine. But make sure that that's the fulfillment that you're getting from helping other people, you know, is enough to, you know, have you stand up tall.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's not something that's going to break you down incessantly. Like, no, because people will get on your back and you trying to carry everybody, and that's not the load you're supposed to carry.
Because them people, like Steve Harvey say, you put all these people on the boat, you're trying to save them, but you don't even know some people putting holes in your boat. You don't even know somebody bringing extra baggage to your boat.
And then putting holes in your boat.
What's going to happen? You're going to drown.
And they're going to save
you. They're going to try to focus on saving themselves.
Exactly. So, you know, it's good to want to help people, but make sure that you are one with yourself. We can't say it enough, y'all.
Yes,
the mental health is definitely a necessity.
Yes,
like you have mentally, you have to be stable in order to deal with a lot of things. If not, you're gonna capsize, and then you're gonna be looking like you're gonna be in a loony bin while everybody else out here free. I don't know what happened to such and such, man.
And then these vices that we use to cope:
drugs.
Alcohol, sex. Be careful. It's like, I'm not even gonna lie, one of my vices was liquor. I used to drink excessively, like crazy, because I was trying to cover up something that I was going through at that time. But for 2 to 3 years now, I've learned that let me just deal with things within myself. If I gotta cry it out, if it's gonna be painful, let me deal with it, because I don't want to run to a vice that will keep me going. I want to be mentally strong enough to where I'm going through something, I can take it head on without it. and it has been working. And when things come my way, I don't go to vices. Like, I barely drink now. Even when I go out, yeah, I have a little drink or two. But now, I'm one of them people I used to pick on that couldn't drink. Like, if I had one cup, I'll be good. I don't got to take all them cups. Because I wanted, and then I thought about my health, too. I want my kidneys to fully still work. I don't want any health issues. So, you just have to take care of yourself. You just have to take care of yourself mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
One of my vices was eating, baby. Listen, I would get so emotional at times. I would eat everything. And then, look, I'd be mad that I got big and eat some more.
How you do that?
I don't know. Like, you be like, man, you be like, I'm so sad. Or I'm so mad. I'm finna go give me some ice cream. All right, you done ate the whole tub of ice cream. Now you mad you done ate the whole tub of ice cream. And instead of you going to the gym, you over here going to go get some more ice cream because you mad because you ate the ice cream.
Lord,
don't daddy. Make no sense at all. At all. But that's what I mean. That was my coping mechanism. Like, I would eat my emotions away. But now, baby, it's back at this gym, honey. Got to get this body snatched.
Snatched to the teeth.
Listen, because, I mean, I'm not that big, but I'm bigger than I've ever was before. And I was like, I don't understand how I even got to this size. But that's because I was letting so much drown me, and I didn't have the right balance, you know, to help me. But now, who? The year of no. Just like Shonda Rhimes had the years, yes? The year
of no. Trust me, I'm in my year of no, too.
No.
Trust and believe. The year of no. Now we're going to untap the essentials. The quote of the day today for the topic, the art of balance, is balance is not something you find. It's something you create. Pause, reflect, evaluate, then elevate. We have to learn that things don't come to us. We have to create those things that we want to come to us. If we put in a work to get where we want to go, the universe will work with us. Have you ever noticed that when you started focusing on something and you started putting in that work, it just seems like the universe just brought things to you so easily? That's because you're putting in the work for your dreams, your goals, or anything that you wanted to do. You're putting in that work, and the universe reckon. I'm a very spiritual person, so I may be talking a little off, but the universe brings to you what the universe sees you're putting in work for. So remember, pause. When something goes wrong, just pause. And if you feel like you're out of balance, just pause. And then after you pause, you have to reflect. Like, what brought me here? Like, what can I do to fix it? And then you evaluate, which is what I just stated, and then you elevate. Once you evaluate the situation and you see where you faulted at and you could tell where you need work on, just work on it. And then from there, everything is going to be groovy. I'm a living testimony. Pause, reflect, evaluate, and elevate. Now, before we close out with this episode, this is going to be the last episode that Telly will be 29 years old.
What happened?
How do you feel, like, from all the things that you went through in your life, where do you feel like you are now?
I am in a great space. I look back at from 20 to now.
Same here, Chad.
And I look at all the things that I have done, said, been a part of, and I am in awe of my growth. A lot of things that I used to do, I don't do anymore, and I am so proud of myself. I'm about to cry, but yes.
Do
I'm
not so cry.
I'm very proud of myself. I had a lot of self-realization, just being around different people and going, losing certain friendships, losing certain just people in my life. That helped me as well to reflect on, is it me or was it them? Some of it was me, some of it was them, but at the end of the day, it made me a better person. So now I'm going into my 30s with a more level head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am so grateful for all the, not some of, like I said, some of the stuff I could just skip. You know, some of that stuff I did to myself.
Uh-huh.
But in all, you know, in all of it, I learned from it, and I am so happy, and I cannot wait to turn 30 and see what 30 brings me and beyond. Because this whole year that I turn 30, from May to May of next year when I turn 31, oh, I'm living this life.
Okay.
This life is going to be lived. Y'all going to see it, honey. Okay. Instagram, Facebook, y'all going to listen. Y'all are going to, I'm living this life. 30, I'm doing stuff on my bucket list. And like I said, one of my things on the bucket list was dancing in carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be having on a headdress and a two-piece and some boots and going Pondy Road, okay?
Okay. Since you come into the one in Miami, I guess I'll be at Carnival too.
Yes! Pondy Road!
It'll be my first time there.
Listen, it is a time. Okay. So I'm excited about where life has taken me and where it is taking me. I'm finally stepping out on my visions and not letting it die. Shouts out to all my friends who have pushed me, because y'all already know how I am, and my character has changed as far as me just doing certain things. Like, I've had someone tell me that I've always focused on everyone else, so when was it time for me to focus on me? And that's what I've been doing. I've been focusing on me, and I'm very happy. And now some days are rough, you know what I'm saying, because you know, if you're inside your head a lot, you know what I'm saying, you can try to talk yourself out of doing stuff, or talk yourself out of feeling like you're not worthy to do certain things. But babe, you got to you got to get up and be like, I don't know what you got going on. You gotta talk to yourself. Some like, yeah, you going on over there with that, stay in the corner with that, honey. We're not gonna let that grow and fester. So I literally, when I start feeling that way, I just get up and go. I don't even tell nobody, I just be gone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
working out. Some days I don't want to work out, and I'll be like, oh man, I'm not gonna lose this weight. Girl, please, I just get up and I go to the gym, and I'll be like, okay girl, you're not finna work out on the treadmill, because if I stay home and fester in it, ain't nothing finna benefit from it. But yeah
it's not.
That's me, and I can't wait to turn 30. Y'all gonna see me. One more week, y'all. Stay tuned.
One more week and a lifetime after that.
Yes, Lord.
All right, you guys, we're gonna close out this episode of The Art of Balance. Make sure you check us out on our Facebook page at Brunch Teas, our Instagram at @BrunchTeas_, and Twitter at Brunch Teas. And also, you can follow me personally on all my pages at Mooney Holmes. Everywhere.
Mooney Holmes everywhere.
That's my tagline. Everywhere.
You can find me at Telemo_ as well as Telemo on Facebook. And be on the lookout. I got some things in the works, people, and I think you're gonna like it.
Alright, thank you guys for tuning in. Next week, hopefully we won't be turnt on the podcast, because it will be Telly's birthday. So hopefully we won't be in.
Oh no, we're gonna be turned.
Oh no,
we're gonna be turned. Don't let it last you. The turn up will commence, honey. Okay.
So the episode next week may be extra turnt. I'm gonna try to control my high pitched voice, Lord. Just help me, Lord, because when I get excited, that pitch be high. But
you're stupid.
All right, you guys. Love you.
See you next week. With what? Moi. Oh, yeah. See y'all later, y'all.
All right. Bye.
Bye.